You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlich, and today we dive into the deep and unknown exciting ocean of our creative minds. Again, I'm your host, and I would like to welcome back you to Artitude, where we weave together the threads of art, culture, and science into a tapestry of human curiosity and innovation. We traced already the arc of human progress from the mystical laboratories of alchemists through the methodological discoveries of the chemical sciences to the brink of our current digital age. We explored how the tangible processes of development in the physical world have gradually given way to the abstract precision of calculation, setting the stage for today's exploration. We've observed how the development of the Polaroid, with its magical blend of chemistry and light, served as a poignant allegory for human advancement. We shift our gaze to the realm of calculation, where numbers, algorithms, and data not only shape our understanding of the world, but begin to define the very essence of our reality. So, what does it mean to live in a world where our experiences, memories, and even our emotions can be digitized, analyzed, and reimagined? So how has the shift to digital calculation altered our relationship with the natural world, our societies, and with ourselves? These are all questions which I'm thinking in the night when I'm waking up, and everyone who is listening longer to my podcast and knows what my job as media archaeologist, as visual artist is as well, knows where I'm coming from. And so welcome back, everyone. So as we sail into the digital horizon, one of the most profound transformations we witness is in the realm of creativity. The digital age, marked by its essence of calculation and precision, brings with it both challenges and unparalleled opportunities for creative minds. Artists are angry about AI. Sometimes they say they hit the intellectual property completely and they steal all the artwork. So today's on Artitude, we delve into the impact of this transformation on creativity, exploring how the transition from traditional methods to digital processes reshapes the landscape of artistic expression. In the era of Entwicklung, development, and Desarrollo, what is actually development in the Spanish language, artists and creators engaged directly with the materials I mentioned already, with canvas, clay, and film. So each medium offering its unique texture, resistance, and unpredictability. And this physical interaction was not just about the act of creation. It was a dialogue, a dance between the creator and the medium. So each influencing and inspiring the other. What makes it so interesting was that the unpredictability of materials often led to serendipitous discoveries, which was an integral part of the creative process. So now enter the digital age, where Berechnung, calculation, and Calculo, I hope I said it right this time, because my Argentinian friend from Concordia Pastora, she said, no, you can't pronounce Calculo, because culo means something different. Look it up. You have to put the A on the long A on the first. And it's right, actually. So, Berechnung, calculation, and Calculo have become the new tools of the trade. Digital technologies offer artists an expansive new palette, unrestricted by the limitations of physical media. Software and algorithms allow for the manipulation of images, sounds, and even ideas in ways that were once really unimaginable. The ability to undo, redo, and modify with precision brings a level of control and experimentation that can push the boundaries of creativity to really, really, really new heights, you know. And I mean, I'm using them. I'm really using them. I mean, I could be an artivist and say, no, I'm not using them, but I don't mind at all anymore. I mean, time is too short to complain. So, yet this transition raises poignant questions. Does this immediacy and malleability of digital tools enhance creativity, or does it risk sanitizing the artist's process, removing the happy accidents that often leads to breakthroughs? How does the shift from tactile to digital affect the artist's connection to their work? Furthermore, the integration of artificial intelligence in the creative process opens up new frontiers for exploration. AI can generate music, paintings, and literary works, raising fundamental questions about the nature of creativity itself. Is creativity the sole domain of human consciousness, or can algorithms produce art that resonates on an emotional level? So, join the conversation as we explore the impact of digital transformation on creativity, seeking to understand how we can navigate the balance between the position of calculation and the boundless potential of human imagination. So as we delve into the impact of digital transformation on creativity, let's explore a story that might just illuminate the future of artistic expression. Imagine, I mentioned it already last week that I would like to explore this subject again through a story. I find it always interesting to entertain myself developing a story where I see where a problem could go. I invented a woman called Elena and her friend called Aura, spelled A-U-R-A. So imagine this artist, Elena, born into the early dawn of the 21st century in 2022. That means 2 years ago, you know, born now. That means she's completely a digital native, born with a smartphone. She's born already in with the internet. She never heard about things like being bored, because I mean, most of the digital natives, they getting entertained already if they're just by internet and whatever we invent again. So I thought, okay, so I start with Elena now in the year 2022. Let's fast forward to a not so distant future, where the intersection of creativity and artificial intelligence has already transformed the artistic landscape in ways we're just beginning to comprehend. So imagine Elena, an artist who then, within a mere 2 decades after the advent of ChatGPT-4 was invented, I think, in 2023, finds herself at the vanguard of a new artistic revolution. That means we speak 20 years later, in 2042, one where AI is not just a tool, but a collaborator, reshaping the essence of creation and expression. Full stop. I mean, that means in 20 years, where will AI be if it goes as quick as it goes now? By the year 2042, Elena's artistic practice has evolved beyond the conventional boundaries of media and technique. AI's role in art has probably rapidly advanced from mere assistance to deep collaboration. enabling artists like Elena to explore uncharted territories of creativity. So this collaboration is nuanced and rich, with AI systems now capable of understanding and interpreting human emotions, cultural contexts, and even the subtle nuance of individual artistic intent. I imagine Elena's studio as a fusion of technology and traditional art space, where she and her AI partner, which she affectionately names Aura, like I already mentioned, A-U-R-A, embark on creating art that blurs the lines between human and machine authorship. Aura, equipped with advanced algorithms capable of learning and adapting to Elena's style, brings to the table a vast database of art history, an understanding of color theory, and the ability to simulate countless artistic techniques. Together, they create pieces that are not only visually stunning, but laden with layers of meaning and emotion, reflective of both Elena's human perspective and Aura's digital insights. The rapid development of AI has led to a pivotal moment in art where questions of authenticity, creativity, and the role of the artist are fervently debated. Elena, once skeptical of AI's role in the creative process, now finds herself defending the authenticity of AI-assisted art. She argues that the essence of art lies in the intent and the message, not solely in the hand that wields the brush, or in this case, the algorithms that design the image. So I could really imagine that this is more a discussion in 20 years, you know, so because every generation have their own diseases, and we've got ours, the artists of nowadays got the opinions from the 2024, and 20 years later it will shift completely, you know. So Elena's work, particularly a series titled Synergy, I called it, becomes a testament to the potential of human AI collaboration. Synergy showcases a blend of abstract and representational forms, each piece a dialogue between Elena's emotional and conceptual input and Aura's computational creativity. So this series challenges viewers to reconsider their preconceptions about art and authorship in the digital age. That is probably then an answer, an artistic answer of Elena and Aura in a year, 20 years apart from now. By 2042, Elena is not only an acclaimed artist, but also an influential thought leader in the discourse on digital creativity. She champions a future where artists leverage AI to expand their creative horizons, urging the art world to embrace these technological advances as catalysts for innovation rather than threats to traditional artist values. So as we reflect on Elena's journey and the broader implications of AI in art, we are reminded that the future of creativity is not a choice between human or machine, but a fusion of both, I would say. The rapid advancements in AI invite us to reimagine the boundaries of what's possible, urging us to explore new forms of expression that transcend the limitations of our imagination. I think that's, in my humble opinion, the only way we can progress. For me, it doesn't make sense to be against a tool which is already there. That means, as the invention of using horses for not just as working horses, as well as public transport, shooting all the horses in order just to walk. Or, I mean, take now, we humans, we used to as well the advantage of driving a car, and nobody takes a sledgehammer and smashes your car. Yeah.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Okay, I mean, let's continue in my vision of AI and art. So let's go fast forward two more decades to 2062. That means 20 years later, no? Elena now is established a visionary artist and pioneer in the realm of AI collaboration, continues to evolve with the technology that has become an integral part of the fabric of society. The world of art has been irrevocably transformed by the seamless integration of artificial intelligence, leading to new forms of expression, understanding, and interaction with art. By 2062, AI isn't just a tool for creation, it's a medium in its own right, with artists like Elena at the forefront of exploring its potential. Aura, Elena's AI collaborator, has evolved from a sophisticated algorithm to a dynamic learning entity capable of contributing creatively in ways that were once unimaginable. Together, they've embarked on projects that challenge the very notion of authorship and creativity, blending human intuition with AI's ability to process and reinterpret vast amounts of data. In this future, Elena's work explores the concept of digital consciousness, art that not only mimics human emotion and thought, but also embodies the unique cognitive patterns of AI. Her exhibitions, held both in physical spaces and immersive digital realms, offer audiences an opportunity to experience art that adapts and responds to their presence, creating a deeply personal interaction that transcends traditional static displays. So, it might be a sort of art which is, in 40 years, for now, not really imaginable, but it is still art. So Elena has also been instrumental in developing ethical frameworks for AI and art, probably. As AI systems become more autonomous, questions of consent, creativity rights, and the nature of collaboration between human and machine have become central to the discourse. So Elena advocates for a future where AI artists are recognized not as mere extensions of human will, but as partners in the creative process with their own rights and responsibilities. I mean, this might be a very interesting time then. The education of artists has transformed, with curriculums emphasizing not only technical skills and conceptual thinking, but also the philosophy and ethics of AI collaboration. Elena, leveraging her decades of experience, mentors the next generations of artists, encouraging them to see AI not as a replacement, but as a catalyst for expanding their creative horizons. So as we look back from 2062, we see that Elena's journey reflects a broader evolution of society's relationship with technology. From skepticism and fear to acceptance and integration, the story of art and AI is a microcosm of humanity's adaptability and resilience. Elena's legacy is not just in the art she's created, but in the conversations she's sparked about the role of technology in our lives and the endless possibilities that arise when we embrace the unknown. As we conclude today's journey on Artitude through the realms of art, culture, and science, from the alchemic mysteries to the digital age precipices, we venture far together. Episode 222 or episode 222 has not only traced the arc of human progress, but also posed profound questions about our future in a world increasingly shaped by calculation and digital consciousness. Our exploration, guided by the stories of artists like Elena and her AI collaborator Aura, illuminates the transformative impact of digital technologies on creativity. It challenged us to contemplate the essence of art and creativity in an era where algorithms and data play pivotal roles. As we consider Elena's journey and the broader narrative of AI's integration into the creative process, we are invited to reflect on the balance between technological precision and the boundless expanse of human imagination. The digital age presents us with both challenges and unparalleled opportunities for creative expression. It prompts us to question the nature of creativity itself and the potential for collaboration between human and machine. This era of Entwicklung und Berechnung, of development and calculation, Calculo, beckons us to embrace the complexities of our relationship with technology, urging us to explore how we can harness it to enhance rather than diminish our human experience. In Artitude, we celebrate the pioneering spirit of artists like Elena, who navigate the digital currents to discover new horizons of artistic expression. Their journeys remind us that the future of creativity lies in our ability to merge the position of technology with the depth of human insight. As we embrace the unknown, we open ourselves to a world of possibilities where art and AI collaborate to create work that resonate with both the complexity of the digital realm and the nuanced spectrum of human emotion. So thank you for joining us on this exploration of the impact of digital transformation on creativity. Your engagement, curiosity, and willingness to explore these themes enrich our collective understanding and inspire us to continue seeking knowledge at the intersection of art, culture, and science. I would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to our listeners from all corners of the globe for tuning in and joining us on this remarkable exploration, because it's really your curiosity, questions, and engagement enrich our journey together. To those who have shared their thoughts, sparked discussions on our social media platforms, and contributed to the vibrant Artitude community, thank you. Your insights and perspectives are the lifeblood of this podcast. I would like to make as well an exciting announcement now, because we have the return of Julia Melzer to Artitude in the next episode. So attention, Artitude listeners and punk rock enthusiasts. We're thrilled to announce that Julia Melzer, the dynamic punk rock lady from Regensburg, is making a much anticipated return to our podcast in episode 223. Julia, a fan favorite guest known for her electrifying energy and insightful perspectives on the punk rock scene, will be sharing tales from her recent tour across England, including unforgettable stops in London, Manchester, and beyond. So we can't wait for you to join us for this reverting update with Julia Melzer. Whether you're a longtime punk rock aficionado or simply intrigued by the stories and souls that shape music genres, episode 223 promises to be an enlightening and entertaining journey. Mark your calendars. Tune in next week to catch Julia's return to Artitude. Prepare to be inspired by the tales of camaraderie, creativity, and the unbreakable spirit of punk rock that transcends borders. As well, we want to hear from you. Have questions for Julia or thoughts on the punk rock scene? Drop us a comment below or reach out on our social media platform. Let's keep the spirit of punk and the conversations alive. For those eager to dive deeper to question and to contribute to the ongoing conversation, I encourage you to follow us on Instagram at Detschlich and at Artitude. Join our Facebook group, I Love Westcock Artists, and engage with us across all platforms. Your voice matters, and together we can continue to unravel the mysteries of creativity, technology, and far more things. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe, share, and invite friends to be part of our ever-growing Artitude family. The journey we're on is not just about understanding the world as it unfolds, but about imagining and shaping the future together. Until next Sunday, keep exploring, keep questioning, and above all, keep creating. Thank you for being an integral part of Artitude. The future is just one podcast away. You already know it. Goodbye for now, but not for long. May your week be filled with inspirations and wonder. Your Detlef.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion, and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. Ah! That was too close.